Welcome to this meditation about relationships as mirrors. What we attract in relationships tells us what we need to learn about ourselves. And while this is a truth, sometimes it can be a hard truth to learn and to see. But this truth means that trying to control another person is never the answer. As we can forget that that person is a mirror reflecting back our own qualities. So as you settle in to engage with this meditation today, you can just repeat your affirmation. I only attract healthy and loving relationships. So let's settle in just that little bit deeper now. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, just allowing your body to relax. Releasing any tension in your muscles. Allowing yourself to come into stillness. Beginning with your body and knowing your mind will follow suit as you just allow yourself to drop in to the very essence of you. And it's in this space I invite you to set an intention inside. And that's to access what you need to feel, what you need to sense, and what you need to know from this meditation. And as you begin to breathe in, you can breathe in the energy of love, the energy of your own life essence. And in this breath, you can breathe this love all the way down to your toes. And you can see in your mind's eye that this breath can light up the cells in your body. Breathing love all the way up your body, down your arms, to your fingertips and all the way through to the top of your head. And you can just see, sense, feel and imagine every cell in your body just light up with loving. And you can set an intention inside yourself to just access this energy of compassion, because this is what's called for right now. Begin to breathe in that softer sense of compassion for you. And as you do so, maybe you can breathe in the energy that says, it's okay. It's all right. You can breathe compassion in. Just fill your heart center with compassion. And then you can take this compassion all the way down to your toes and allow it to fill your whole body all the way down to your fingertips, all the way up through the top of your head, until you can sense and feel and imagine every cell of your body folded in the warmth of compassion. And it's from this place of love and compassion, I invite you now to examine your past history of love relationships. And particularly, just allow yourself to look at any time you've blamed your partner for your own unhappiness, or for how you reacted to an issue or a problem, or for how they were acting. And whatever comes to mind in this space is a good indication of what you can focus on today. And as you examine your past relationships, I encourage you to own the mirror. And this is where your power is. And you can acknowledge quietly to yourself that whatever it is this person was reflecting back was really your stuff. If something was upsetting or triggering you, it's an indication that there was something going on inside of you. And you can begin to imply this energy of compassion, flooding your body with tremendous, deep compassion. Because your power is in owning full responsibility for what you attract in a partnership. And what this means, if there's any part of your relationship that hasn't worked out for you in the past, any treatment that you didn't care for, it's an indication that inside of you there's an unresolved issue. If you haven't been treated well, often it's an indication you weren't treating yourself well. If there are projections of judgment present and you are judging your old partner, chances are you are really judging yourself for those very things. And so your power now, your absolute power, is to take responsibility for what you attract, knowing that you can't change another person. But you absolutely have the power to change yourself. And it's here, knowing that you can respond differently, you have enormous capacity to attract radiantly healthy relationships. And as you come into this radiant health, you'll naturally attract a partner who mirrors all of the qualities of the loving that you've embodied. And to seed and anchor this in to your mind and your subconscious, I invite you to repeat silently in your mind, after me. I forgive myself for buying into that belief that my partner was responsible for my pain. Take a big, deep breath and let that idea go. And I invite you, you can now claim 100% responsibility for what you experience, of how you experience a relationship, knowing that your partner is always acting as a mirror. As within, so without. And if it's time to attract something better, you just need to change whatever it is that you'd like to work on changing inside. And this is why you're here. So draw this into your world. I invite you now to take this time to make some strong, updated beliefs, taking full responsibility for what you receive in your relationships. My updated belief is, and you can repeat it silently. Breathe that in. And you can use this time to clear any other irrational beliefs you may have made regarding you and your relationships. And you can just begin to cultivate the qualities that you wish to experience with a partner. With many blessings of joy and vibrant freedom. And with this firm intention in mind, you can begin to come back to presence. Slowly coming back to the here and now. And clarity and connection with all of these blessings.